I remember hearing about a very unique funeral service a while ago. A woman was told by her doctor that she didn't have real long to live, and she needed to make whatever arrangements she wanted. So she called her pastor and said what kind of funeral she wanted, what dress she wanted to be buried in, what scripture passages she wanted read, what hymns she wanted sung. And then she said one other thing. When I'm buried, I want you to put a fork in my right hand. And pastor had never heard a request like this, so he asked her why. And she said, well, so that when people file past my casket and ask, what's the deal with the fork, you'll tell them. My favorite point at a dinner was when someone would say to me after the main course, keep your fork. Because I always knew that meant something really good was coming. There'd be like dessert, and not just Jell-O, but like a really substantial dessert. So she passed away, and her funeral came, and she was buried in the dress she wanted, and they sang the song she wanted to have sung, read the scriptures that she wanted to have read. But as people went past the casket, they all had the same question. What's the deal with the fork? And the pastor stood up before them and said she wanted all of you to understand that this is the end of her earthly life, but it is not the end of her existence. She wanted you all to know that even though death came to her, it's not the end. She had a hope. Something better's coming. Keep your fork.
Won't we all remember that now when you keep your fork? The best is yet to come. If you'd please stand and turn in your hymn book, we'll sing together a song of invitation on page 368, My Hope is Built. Let's sing the first and last verses. Seated, and if our ushers will come forward, we will gather our morning tithe and offering.